These government soldiers in Irumu territory in Ituri province have recently taken control of the town of Mboga. This follows a series of attacks said to have been carried out by the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, an armed group mostly based in neighboring North Kivu province. The ADF's entry into Ituri is terrifying those who live in border areas, and it's complicating a conflict mainly between Lendu farmers and Hema herders that's gone on for 20 years. People in Mboga accuse a rival community of supporting the ADF. Some who fled attacks have started coming back home, but to a harsh reality, retreating militia members have planted landmines. Kiazimpa Komu shows us where he buried his three children. They were 14, 12 and 9, killed by a landmine as they went to harvest corn.
This problem of landmines is very serious. The enemy planted them along the way to our farms. How are we then expected to till our land?
At the height of the fighting in May, businesses, homes and vehicles were set on fire.
This was a bar and a home that belongs to one of the youth leaders in this area. He was burned here, the house torched, his wife and seven kids kidnapped. They were later released. It appeared very much to be a targeted attack, like many others in this area.
The government declared a state of siege in Ituri and North Kivu provinces in May, placing them under military rule to contain the rebels. The state of emergency is a fast to be invoked in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But while some areas have been secured, fighting has continued in other parts, displacing thousands of people. Ituri's new governor, a general in the army, says it's making good progress.
Our people want quick results. This is a conflict that started more than 20 years ago with no solution. We cannot solve it in 4 months, but we will not take another 20 years to bring peace.
The army has often been accused of being undisciplined and corrupt. An investigation is underway into how $30 million meant for security operations have disappeared. We put this question to the governor.
Those who have stolen money from the army and from soldiers on the front line are in custody and will have their day in court.
Military commanders we've spoken to say they need time to end the violence, but those who've suffered for many years tell us they're tired of waiting and want peace now. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Ituri Province in northeastern DRC.